Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me to the book of John, 20th chapter. John 20 and 24. Here Jesus has gone to the cross. And after the 3 days and nights, he's been raised from the dead. And by this time, all of his disciples were with him some, 36, 40 months? They lived with him, ate with him, traveled with him, was in, I guess, almost all the services. And then many had ministry all the time. Miracles, they saw him, didn't they? Oh, man. Walking on the water, dead raised to life, water turned into wine. I mean, have they seen some stuff? Have they heard? I mean, we have a very small portion, very small, of what they heard.
That's right.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is just a tiny sliver. Because John says, if everything that Jesus taught and preached was written down, he said the world itself wouldn't hold the books.
That's right.
So what did they see? What did they hear? And yet, when Jesus went to the cross and they took his lifeless body and put it in a tomb, and these guys saw it, what's their response? When he's raised from the dead, Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when some of the others saw Jesus raised from the dead. So what does he say? They said, we've seen the Lord. He said, except I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Who is this? A disciple. Now, you know, I don't think it's fair to call him doubting Thomas. Just like you've never had a moment. Huh? So when you see him, and you will, when you get to glory, don't go, there's doubting Thomas. That's impolite. No. One of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, his name is engraved in the foundation of the holy city. Show some respect. Right? But he's having a moment. Isn't he? He's having a lapse. Is this faith? Now we need to get light here. What did he say? I will not believe. Could he have believed? Yes. Sure he could have. You ever heard somebody say, I just can't believe that. I'm sorry, I cannot believe that. That's a lie. That's not true. You can believe anything you choose to believe. What you should say is, I choose not to. I won't believe it. I will not. Will is a choice of your will. I will not believe. Should Thomas have had faith?
Yes.
Yes. Has he got a lot of reasons to have faith?
Yes.
But on this day, what does he do?
Doubt.
He chooses not to believe.
Yep.
And is stubborn about it.
Yep.
I'm not going to do it. I will not believe. I'm going to have to see his hand. I'm going to have to put my finger in the hole where that nail was. I'm going to have to put my hand in his side where that spear went. I mean, you talk about refusing to walk by faith and demanding we're going to walk by sight. I'm going to have to see this. I'm going to have to feel this. That is zero faith.
That's right.
And yet, he's a disciple of the Lord. Keep reading. After 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst. He didn't even need to open the door.
That's right.
And he said, peace be unto you. You reckon that'd bless you when he said that over you? Then he says to Thomas, reach your finger over here and put it on my hand. How many know Jesus hears you? Does he hear, even though you don't see him in the room? Huh? Did he hear what you say? He heard him. He said, take your hand and put it in my side. Come on. And don't be faithless, but believing. Does he have to talk to his guys that lived with him night and day for 3.5 years or whatever and say, quit this doubting? What's changed from then till now? How much has human nature changed? Human beings, the flesh, has the world got any better?
No.
No. And we have the advantage of the Holy Spirit living inside of us. Is that right? 24/7. And His anointing being on us to be a witness and the authority of the name of Jesus. But we still got a mind of our own and a will of our own. And if we want to be stubborn and not believe, or if we want to fear or doubt or worry, we can. And then things won't happen. And it won't be because it wasn't God's will.
Amen.
And it won't be because faith doesn't work.
That's right.
It'll be because we, on that day, in that situation, did not believe.
That's right.
Chose not to believe. He said, don't be faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said, my Lord and my God. Jesus said, Thomas, because you've seen me, you've believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. Hallelujah. Many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might what?
Believe.
Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name.
Amen.
Mark 16 shows us it was not just Thomas. Mark 16 and 9. We shouldn't say negative things about Thomas. He wasn't the only one at all. 16:9, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he cast 7 devils. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. They're grieving and mourning because he's dead. And Mary runs in there and says, he ain't dead. I just saw him. I just talked to him. And verse 11, and they shouted and they praised God.
They,
when they heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, what'd they do?
Believe.
Who believed not? The disciples. Who have heard faith for years. Right? What'd they do? They didn't believe it. After that, he appeared in another form to 2 of them as they walked and went through the country. And they went and told it to the residue. And what? Well, maybe there's something to this. We got multiple people seeing him. No, they said, we don't believe it. We don't believe it. Not like he never talked about it when he was with them. Did he ever bring up what was going to happen the third day? And yes, he did. But they're shaking their heads going, he's dead. We saw him. He died. They put him in the tomb. It's so sad. And they cried some more. Afterward, he appeared to the 11. Now, on this day, there are the 11 unbelievers.
Yep.
True or not?
That's true.
They, who does they mean? They didn't believe him. Said twice, they, not just him. He appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, supper time. And they look up and boy, Jesus is there, right there, boom. And Jesus said, what? What did he say? What did he say? Verse 14, what did Jesus say to him? I'm alive, guys, isn't it great? I don't blame you for not believing this because it is far-fetched.
Huh?
What did Jesus say to them? He upbraided them. What's an upbraid? You ever been upbraided? If you have, you won't have to wonder about it. You'd know. You've been upbraided? He upbraided them with their what? Their unbelief and their hardness of heart. Why? Because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. What's the first thing he told them? They looked up and they got half a piece of cornbread in their mouth and they went, it's Jesus. And it wasn't like, wow, isn't it great? I'm raised from the dead. He says, what is your problem? Why in the world would you not believe them when they told you they saw me? Why? Why wouldn't you believe? Has this not been a recurring theme all through Jesus' life and ministry, every town he went to, even his own closest associates?
Yes.
What was the constant problem?
Unbelief.
Doubting. Fearing. Choosing not to believe. Right? When did that change so that it's no longer a problem in modern generations? What we must do is stop scratching our heads wondering why it didn't work. We must stop acting confounded. Why this hadn't happened? Why that hadn't happened? What was the answer back then?
Unbelief.
Why would it be thought so bizarre that that would be the same answer today? Romans 3. Personally, I'm weary of hearing people say faith doesn't work and wanting to argue about these things. There's upheaval in some parts of the body of Christ today, and people are going away from faith principles and looking for something else and claiming faith didn't work. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Right.
What's the reality? They weren't in faith. They weren't in faith. They called it faith. Other people thought it was faith, but it wasn't faith. And they act like there's this great mystery as to why these things didn't happen or this or that didn't happen. But it's not. It's just simply unbelief. We live in a dark world. It's easy to slip into unbelief. Even people that lived with Jesus, is that right? And heard him continuously. They slipped into unbelief and doubt.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me